Welcome to this first session in my course, How to Meditate Without Even Trying. I'm Peter Russell, and in this program, I'm going to be sharing with you some of the things that I've found make meditation much easier and much more effective. And as the title suggests, the key of this is complete effortlessness. Not trying at all. Now, I know many of you, when you hear that, are going to find it hard to believe. You've probably tried meditation at some time or other and found it not to be at all easy. I hear people say, you know, they can't stop thinking, the mind's always full of thoughts, they can't settle down, or they get fidgety, they can't sit still for long, or they can't find a quiet enough place to meditate. Now, if that's been your experience and you've found it to be very difficult, then it's quite natural to assume that you must try harder. And if trying harder doesn't get you anywhere, then you should try harder still. So it's not surprising to find many people saying that meditation is difficult, it needs great mental discipline, maybe even years of practice to get anywhere. So when I say meditation should be completely effortless, I'm not only going against a lot of people's experience, it also goes against the whole ethos of our culture, which says to succeed at anything you must try, and the harder you try, the more likely you are to succeed. Now, that may be true in everyday life. Not always, but may often be true in everyday life. But when it comes to meditation, the exact opposite is true. When we put effort into trying, then our minds start becoming tense, which actually defeats the whole purpose of meditation, which is to allow the mind to totally relax. And what you'll find in this program is that as you take out all effort and striving, then the mind naturally begins to settle down of its own accord. So the emphasis in this program is going to be on allowing it to happen, letting the mind relax naturally. Now, I also sometimes hear people say they don't have time to meditate. Their lives are so busy that even finding time for 15 to 20 minutes of meditation is difficult. And yet, ironically, it's the fact that our lives have become so busy that makes meditation so valuable, you could even say necessary today. I think most of us find ourselves with more and more things to fit into each day, more things to do, more demands upon our time, and yet actually with less and less time to fit it all in. As soon as we finish one task, there seems to be another one waiting for us. We seldom have time to pause, relax, and enjoy life. And all these increased demands and more things to take care of means that we're also likely to find ourselves becoming more stressed. Now, I sometimes hear people say stress is a good thing, but what they probably mean is that pressure is a good thing. We all need a certain amount of pressure to motivate us, to get us to do things. But pressure itself does not cause stress. What we call stress are the unwelcome consequences of being under the pressure. There are the unwelcome effects on our health. Stress may weaken our immune system, making us more vulnerable to colds, other infections. Or it may produce unnecessary tensions, strains in the body, leading to other health issues. Stress also affects our mental functioning. We may become tired and dull, not able to think clearly. We find ourselves being less creative, feel less joy in life. Some of us may become depressed, others frustrated, less tolerant. Some even hostile. Because stress tends to make us more tense, one of the most important things we can do to alleviate stress is to learn how to relax the mind and the body. And this is one of the primary benefits of meditation. There's actually been quite a lot of scientific research done over the last 40 years or so into the effects of meditation, some on transcendental meditation, some on Buddhist meditation, some on Christian practices. But they've all found the same general trend, that meditation produces the exact opposite to the stress reaction. You find heart rate and blood pressure decreasing, the breathing slows down, the muscles tend to relax, and the brain goes into a much quieter state. And not only is a quiet mind good for our bodies, it also enables us to think more clearly and creatively, and we can get more in touch with our feelings and intuitions, those faint feelings on the edge of our consciousness that we don't normally notice. We begin to become aware of them when the mind quietens down. So in this first lesson, I'll be teaching you a basic practice, which we will be using as a foundation for what follows in the later lessons. It's basically a technique of allowing the mind to relax and return to the present moment. Now, in a sense, of course, we're always in the present moment. When we remember the past, the memory itself is happening in the present, the experience of the memory. And when we think about the future, the thought itself is still in the present moment. So when we talk about becoming more present, what we really mean is bringing the attention back to our experience of the present moment, rather than being lost in some thought about the past or future. Now, what happens in everyday life is that one thought follows another, often with hardly a pause. We may be thinking about what a person just said, which reminds us we need to buy something when we next go shopping, which takes us back to an experience when we were last in that store, which triggers a thought about something else, and so it goes on. Our days can become filled with just an endless trail of mental associations, each one leading to another, leading to another. The essential difference with meditation is that we don't follow the thoughts that come into our minds. You will certainly find many, many thoughts coming in, but when they do, we don't pay them too much attention. When we realize we've been thinking, we simply bring our awareness back to the present in a very easy and effortless way. We'll not be trying to have any particular type of experience or achieve any special state of consciousness. We'll just be bringing our attention back to our experience in the moment. And as you do that, you'll find the mind begins to relax naturally. Now, people often ask about posture in meditation. What's the best sitting position? For this practice, the most important thing is to be comfortable. Sitting in a chair is fine, but if you do, make sure your back is supported. Or if you're comfortable sitting cross-legged on the floor or in some other meditation position, that's okay too. The important thing is your posture doesn't create any additional strain or tension. But lying down is not encouraged. You're likely to feel dozy, and if you're tired, you may find yourself drifting off to sleep. So choose a position that helps you remain awake and alert. But if you do at times find yourself beginning to doze off, the mind going into that dreamy state that comes before you fall asleep, then just try opening your eyes a little for a few seconds, maybe just enough to see the floor in front of you. That's usually sufficient to bring you back to full wakefulness. So before you start, choose a quiet place where you're not likely to be distracted. If there are other people around, let them know not to disturb you. Turn off the phone if you can. We don't want to have any worries about being interrupted. It's also a good idea to check your MP3 player or iTunes or whatever you're using to play this on and make sure it's not going to continue into music or another program when this one finishes. That could be a rather abrupt transition. So I'll end this introduction here, and when you're ready to listen to the guided meditation itself, click on Lesson 1, Being Present.